A reporter at the University of Vermont student newspaper, the Vermont Cynic, was covering the coronavirus on campus for more than a year when she got what any reporter craves, and that's access to the inside story. But unfortunately for Ella Rusin, the UVM sophomore and one of the Cynic's assistant news editors, that inside story came courtesy of her own COVID diagnosis, and then more than a week in isolation and quarantine. She wrote about her experiences and the inside look at how Vermont's largest university is handling another semester during the pandemic. She wrote about it for The Cynic, and her first-person narrative was published last week under the headline, Inside COVID Isolation at UVM. Reporter recounts surreal stay with no masks and limited supervision. Ella Rusin joins me now to discuss her reporting. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you give us a brief description of what that was like, first getting the diagnosis and then what it was like to be in quarantine on campus?
When I got my diagnosis and when I had to kind of up and move all of my things one day into the quarantine building as a close contact and then the very next day into the isolation building, it was a lot to take in and to process, definitely. And it was a very surreal stay in the isolation building. I could actually see through the window of that building my residence hall. So it kind of put into perspective, like, wow, I'm kind of in a whole different realm right now.
Ella, we know that symptoms can vary for people. How hard did this hit you?
Luckily for me, it wasn't at all life-threatening. And I don't think I ever even had a fever, but I definitely had some flu-like symptoms with the body aches, fatigue, and things like that. But I've been able to pretty much fully recover my health since then.
You know, the story of this more than a week in quarantine, you told it from the first-person perspective, and I found it interesting that the Cynic editor-in-chief even had a disclaimer about the choice of doing so at the top of the article. Why did you and the paper decide to go this route, this first-person route, in telling your story?
It was a very unusual decision, but the reason that we decided to take this route is because there was no getting around the fact that I, the reporter, got COVID-19, and that's how I had access to this kind of insider information. And so we felt that unusual circumstances called for unusual methods of storytelling, and that this was the way to be the most honest with our readers, to be honest about the perspective through which this information was being gathered.
One of the things you did in the article was to recount your experiences with a nurse at UVM named Dana Braunegg. And I'd like you to tell us a little bit about Dana and how she figured into the piece.
Yeah, Dana was the student health services employee who was primarily responsible for overseeing things in all of the COVID-19 facilities during my stay. And so she was the person of authority who I had the most contact with. And she was the one who told all of the students in these facilities, you know, the rundown on what the rules are, how things are supposed to work. Of course, I needed to attribute the information to someone that was a trustworthy source, who was a university official. And in this case, Dana Braunegg was the person in that position. She was quoted a lot throughout the article for that reason.
Let me press you on that a little bit, Ella, because as I understand it, Dana Braunegg did not want to speak to you for the article. When you say you quoted her extensively, was that based on what you had heard from her, but without her permission?
Yeah. So basically in the fall, I had reached out to her previously to see if she would be willing to do a formal interview about what it's like to be in isolation. And she was unresponsive to that email. She seemed to not want to speak with the press formally. And it seemed like if I were to identify myself as a member of the press and say, like, I'm writing a story about this, can we talk? She wouldn't have been inclined to do so, and her answers would have changed. And so as a student who was also going through this really tough situation, who got COVID-19 during a pandemic, I was just as much entitled to the information she was giving anyone else. I was learning things from her as a student. She was telling me things as a student in quarantine, like what the rules were, how things worked. And that's just not information that I think she willingly wanted to give to the press or to the public. That was why we did things in that way.
Judging by some of the comments to the story online, there's been some strong feedback to the article and a lot of it surrounding the presentation of Dana Braunegg. What can you tell us about some of the feedback that you've received?
One person in the comments accused me of getting the virus on purpose. Other people, a lot of folks were kind of coming to Dana's defense as if I was out to get her when writing this piece. But I think that those interpretations weren't really grounded in the language of the story itself. You know, COVID-19 is a really sensitive subject in a lot of different ways. And I think that upon reading this story and hearing this information, people were angry, and that was the place that they felt that they could place that anger. But I was reporting on the facts. I was reporting on the conditions. If Dana's working conditions aren't working, then that needs to be taken up with her employer and not with me. I'm not the ones creating those conditions. Dana isn't necessarily responsible primarily for anything that's slipping through the cracks of UVM's COVID-19 plans. But the intent of the article was never to place blame on Dana.
What did you see there about the realities of quarantining students on campus? And did it match with what you had been told by school administrators?
Well, quite frankly, I haven't been able to garner much information from school administrators about what it's like for students to be in quarantine, which is why this presented such a unique opportunity, and which is why we reported on it in such unconventional ways, because the administration has seemingly been resistant to opening up about a lot of these details. So I guess the interesting thing is that, yeah, there was a lot of information I never would have known had I not been in the position directly myself.
Ella Rusin is a UVM sophomore and one of the Vermont Cynic's assistant news editors. She's written a piece about getting COVID-19 herself. We'll have a link to that story on our webpage at vpr.org. Ella, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And since Ella Rusin's reporting appeared in the Cynic, UVM has implemented new COVID-19 measures on campus. Starting this month, school officials require students to be tested every 3 days for COVID-19 instead of once a week as previously required. They've also increased penalties for violating UVM's coronavirus protocols, with most breaches now cause for potential suspension. We reached out to UVM administrators for a comment on Rusin's reporting, and a university spokesperson said, quote, "We do treat students as adults, and we expect them to follow all public health guidance. We have further increased the number of rooms available for student quarantine, and students in isolation are now required to wear masks," unquote.